A tiger in a car or a lion on the street. Both have been witnessed in recent months in Dubai. Currently, as per the CITES convention, endangered animals, including their skins, should be declared at all airports, sea and inland ports. However, it doesn't always happen, and Dubai customs are clamping down on people trying to bring exotics into the country without the proper paperwork. But is having a permit good enough? Feral Tawakul is the Executive Director of Community Affairs and Government Partnership Division at the authority. She said endangered animals should be banned altogether.
I would say certain animals should be banned, which are really, really endangered. And they are dangerous, really. And they at any time, they could disappear from the planet in whole. But yet, we can't work against the international convention. It's restricted.
As it stands, nothing is illegal to own here, but Dubai Customs are stepping up the campaign to protect endangered animals coming into the country without the correct permits, and they're doing so by holding a number of exhibitions across the city. People can come along and see what's been seized in recent months, including bear heads and leopard skins. It's hoped it'll bring home the message. These animals are endangered and shouldn't be imported here. Our listeners agreed.
You know, it's very dangerous for the people because they have animal instinct also.
I don't think it's nice when you have like a big tiger in a car or at your place. I don't think it's really good.
Giving permission is better than not giving permission.
The exotic animals belong to the forest.
First off, it's kind of morally wrong thing to do. I believe these things shouldn't really be seen around here.
I don't see the point of owning a dangerous animal. Why put yourself and your family and your friends in danger?
Last year, customs stopped 180 animals coming into the country illegally. It's hoped this new campaign will force people to realise the importance of protecting them. Shona McCallum reporting for ARN News.